Welcome to Listen at Five, a short and sweet podcast to connect and inspire educators in Lexington, Richland Five, South Carolina, and beyond. Today we have Dr. Brandon Ross with us from Newberry High School. So the format of our podcast is we just ask five simple questions. Feel free to share whatever thoughts you have related to those five questions, and we hope that we'll be able to, again, kind of inspire and just share and connect with other people. So you ready?
Yes, ma'am, and excited too.
Okay, great. Glad to have you here. So the first question is just what is your role in education? Can you talk a little bit about what you do and how you got there?
Absolutely, absolutely. So currently, I get to serve as the Bulldog Proud Principal of Newberry High School in Newberry, South Carolina. I am in my induction year. I'm an induction principal, so I'm a first year principal in Newberry High School, and the experiences that got me there. Worked as an assistant principal in Richland School District 2 at Ridgeview High School for the past 5 years. Large comprehensive high school in South Carolina that seats about 1,700 students in a district that seats about 28,000 students, so a very large school district. I did all of my career in Richland too prior to this school year transitioning to Newberry. Prior to that, I cut my teeth as a school counselor at Spring Valley High School, and I was a classified staff at Westwood High School for a period of time. And I also served as a partner with adult education programs, working with Richland One and Richland Two adult education programs in the Columbia area.
That's great. That's a lot of experience that you bring to this new school that I know is excited to have you there.
Absolutely.
Fun. Great. So speaking of Newberry High School, what makes your school great or special?
Newberry is, I say this all the time, it's a very special place, very special place. And I have enjoyed all three quarters being there this school year because it's unique. We're in a small rural area. The town of Newberry probably has about 10,000 people, so that's much different than where I come from or where I still live, because I still live in Blythewood. But the community is so connected. It's so connected, and it's so enriching to see the support that we get as a school, from our community, from our alumni. One of the things we've been big on this school year is maximizing our community and alumni partnerships, and it has been incredibly easy because everybody has that bulldog pride that we talk about. So I think that's one of the things that really make us special, and our school is truly a family. Yesterday we had an unexpected flood in one of the bathrooms, and before I could get out there to assess the issue, I already had five staff members squeegeeing water out of the restrooms, out of the hallway. So it's just a commitment to working together and do whatever needs to be done on behalf of our students and our school.
That's wonderful. How many students are at Newberry, approximately?
We have 801 students.
801. Okay. Every single one of them counts, of course. Awesome. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What is one project or activity that you'd like to share with our audience?
Yeah, one of the things that we've focused on this year is really two things. I talk about building capacity amongst our leadership team and expanding our leadership team so we have a greater bandwidth, and then instructional initiatives that's going to foster an even greater instructional climate. So we focusing on instruction first. One of the things we did was we established an EOC Academy this year. So for all of our students who are enrolled in end of course classes. So for those of you who are not high school people, that would be your English 2, Algebra 1, Intermediate Algebra, Biology 1, and US History. And those are the state assessments, and they kept the test counts for 20% of a student's final grade, right? So we established an academy where students will meet for 1 hour of extended learning after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays that our teachers who teach those classes work. So students were matched with oftentimes a teacher that they didn't have during a normal school day, just to enrich the learning experiences for them and give them a different perspective on some of the things, because sometimes the who is important for our students. So that was a great instructional objective that we established this year, and a lot of our students and teachers saw growth in that initiative. And then, increasing the bandwidth for our administrative team as well. One of the things this year, we established an administrative intern program. So we sent out an application for anybody in our building who was an emerging administrator who had interest in serving in that capacity. And we used two of those individuals to branch out for our leadership team. So it gives them the experiences that they need and better prepares them for their pursuits. And it just gives us a greater bandwidth to be able to serve even more students, staff, and families on a daily basis.
Thank you for sharing those. Those sound like two great things. I love the EOC extra help, and that you pointed out, like, that relationship between that teacher and that student can make all the difference in that academic achievement. So
Absolutely.
That's great that they get that same
Absolutely.
Person throughout the year. Awesome. Okay, so question four is, what is a favorite tech tool or tip you would like others to know about?
Yeah, one thing I want people to know about, one thing that we're doing in Newberry County now, we're using this, I'm going to call it an app that's connected to our power school called Performance Matters. And it tracks all of the data. So for any data geeks or data nerds that are out there, Performance Matters is definitely a program that you want to learn more about, you want to advocate for in your district, because it's data at your fingertips. Whatever you need, very little filtering, you get what you need in just a few clicks. So that's something that we have transitioned to in Newberry County, and it's made all the difference, because in our leadership team meetings weekly, on Tuesdays, we always look at least one piece of data, because we want to be a data-informed leadership team. And Performance Matters makes that so easy for us.
Yeah, that's great. I haven't heard of that, so I will have to check that out. And our final question is, what suggestions do you have for educators looking to grow their professional learning network? So this could be anything, a media tip, a hashtag, another educator, just any tips you have.
Right. So I'm big on branding. I'm big on social media. And if you look up Newberry High School on social media, you'll see us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we post all of the things on those three platforms, Instagram and Twitter, Newberry_HS. And then you can just type in Newberry High School or NHS Bulldogs on Facebook, and you'll be able to find us there. You know, I think just having an intentionality behind what you're looking for, right? And being very present on social media and supporting those educators who are posting great things. Because a lot of times people will come up to me at conferences and they'll say, oh, I know you. I know you from Twitter. And I wouldn't recognize them because they don't necessarily engage with a post. You know, sometimes people just browse. But, you know, I would encourage you to engage with people's posts and retweet people, because a lot of times when I see who's retweeting my post or who's commenting, I'll go and look at their page and say, oh, this is somebody that I probably need to be following. So I think increasing your engagement will really help significantly.
Okay. Those are great advice. I will definitely link and include the handles for both you and Newberry High School so that we can share those with other people. But I think that tip about really engaging, same thing happens to me. I'm at a conference and someone's like, oh, I follow you. And I was like, oh, I didn't know, you know. So that that back and, you know, it can be a one way. And when it can be back and forth, that really helps us connect. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Anything else you'd like
Absolutely.
To share before we close today?
I don't, you know, I hope that I've gotten across how much I love my school and my community. You know, I'm just surrounded by some great people at Newberry High School and in our community. At Newberry High School, our vision is summarized in one word, right? And our students know this, our staff knows this, and the community knows this, and our word is dominate. When we talk about dominate, we talk about winning. Because that is student-friendly language, and I understand that when I say the word dominate, my students understand that means lock in, focus, and win, right? We're going to pursue relentlessly, winning in whatever it is, whether that's our academic programming, visual and performing arts, athletics, student leadership, and our alumni community partnerships as well. Those are what we call the cornerstones at Newberry High School. I felt like we have dominated throughout this school year. Excited to get ready to close my first school year as principal out, and looking forward to going even higher in next school year. So
that's wonderful. So thank you so much for joining us. This has been Listen in 5, a short and sweet podcast to connect and inspire educators. So we hope to hear from more of you soon.